Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God can use me to do a job on his program. And that is to encourage others as he has encouraged me by giving me the name Fabulous, which means excellent. And that's what God would have out of us, excellence in everything that we do on his program. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls of others that I meet. If it's only for a minute, an hour, a day, a year, a lifetime, that's my job. And I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I believe that practice do make perfect. Whether it's a good habit or a bad habit, it makes it perfect the more you practice it. And I've been right there where I practiced bad habits, and they became shown up a part of me. So I have learned that in order to have good habits, we have to practice them also. And if we practice living the Word of God, it will become a part of us, and we will get rid of the word hard. It's hard to do this. It's hard to do that. If we will just practice, 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 because it do makes perfect, and we will become what we are practicing. And we're practicing the Word of God, living what God say in his word. And so that's why I practice the God habit, so that I will have God habits. I won't have to worry about bad habits or other habits, but practicing living the word of God to me is a good habit, and that's why I practice it. Well, all right then. I am so glad that you are here with me today on this day before Thanksgiving. So I thought it so befitting that we talk about thankfulness. Are you thankful for the things that God has blessed you with, has allowed you to do? Are you thankful? Are you thankful to your family for the things that they have done for you, helped you to do? And how do you show that thankfulness? How do you show that you're thankful, that you are grateful for what they have done? Well, we're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, we're going to get into a word of prayer, and we're going to thank God for what he has done for us, what he's doing for us, and what we want him to do for us. So because we are so grateful today to God for the things that he has already done. And, you know, when you show that you're grateful for the things that have already been done, you know, to me, it's like I don't mind doing for you when you show that you're grateful, if you have a grateful attitude. And that's by, saying thank you or showing your gratefulness by whatever your word is. Keep your word. Do what you say that you're going to do and showing that thankfulness. But somebody that's always saying, I'm thankful, but never showing any of that, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, are they really thankful? So what if we naturally so think like that, what about God? What about God when we say, Lord, thank you, but we show him something totally different? Well, we're going to talk about that. All right. So now, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that you are here with me today, that you're listening in. Those of you that are listening in, I am so grateful for you today that you are listening in. And for those of you who can not listen in at this time, you can always get the archived messages if you will go to, you can go to my website and you can listen there, or you can go to blocktalkradio.com and you can also download the archived messages and listen to them. So, but I want you to be, the main thing is to be encouraged. Encouraged in the Lord. And if we are, stay encouraged day by day. It's always, every day is a pulling off and it's a dressing up. So we either taking off or we're putting on. We have to take off the old and put on the new, dressing in the word of the Lord. It's a continuation. Every day we ought to take off the old and put on the new. Well, we thank God today. So whatever it is that you are needing from the Lord, we want you to get that in your mind right now. And I want you to come and go, and we're going to pray together. And I am going to touch and agree with you for that you have before the Lord, that you are asking God for to do to for you on today. So we're going to ask him together. All right? So bring your minds in and come on, let's go and let's talk to the Lord on today. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you right now. What a mighty God we serve on today. You are great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. We are so thankful to you, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you, God, for waking us up in our right minds, Lord, with our help and with strength, God, that we can run on, Lord Jesus, and see another day, God. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your angels that you set around us to protect us, to keep us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger, through sickness, from sickness, and we magnify you for it right now. We thank you for your favor, God, that goes out every day before us, Lord, making crooked ways straight. Nobody can do that but you, Lord, and we thank you right now. We thank you, God, that we taking our dose of medicine on today, Lord, that dose of medicine of your word, God. And you said in your word, he that findeth the word, in Proverbs 4:20-22, you said we find life and health to all of our flesh. by taking our dose of medicine of your word, God. And we thank you because we've hid it. We've hid your word, Lord, down on the inside of us, God, that we might not sin against you. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way with us, God. Please forgive us if we've thought in any way, Lord, if we've acted in any way, God, if we've spoken any way, Lord. Please forgive us today. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Help us to forgive ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We've asked you, God, now help us to forgive ourselves, Lord, in your most holy name, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for our families, God, each one of them. We have so much, God, to be thankful to you for, God. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for us, making it possible, Daddy, that we could have a relationship with you again. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our families, God, everywhere, God. Each one of them, Lord. Look on them, God, and bless them in the day, God. Thank you for our friends, God. Thank you for our church families, God. In the name of Jesus, nobody but you, Lord. You put us together, God. Now help us to work out situations, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you in the midst, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Now, Father, would you go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, and touch your people there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go into the rooms, God, and visit your people there, God. Go into the homes, Lord, and visit there, God, in the name of Jesus. For we need you, God. Without you, we can do nothing, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. And Father, we ask your continued blessings, your continued blessings, and your continued anointing on this broadcast, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to speak a word, God, an encouraging word. Encourage your people, Lord, the hearts of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to wake up, Lord, and be encouraged through your word, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we magnify you for it right now. In your most holy name, these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. You said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Scripture said men ought to always pray and never faint. We should never, never find ourselves fainting, but always pray. Keep a prayer going on in our hearts. And you know we have our own private phones. It said in our bosom, we have our own private phone where we can call up Jesus. All we have to do is dial P-R-A-Y-E-R, and we will get him on the line every time. Every time. You don't have to worry about getting an answering machine, or you won't have to worry about getting the voicemail. But you will get Jesus if you dial him up. Dial him up today. Tell him what you want. The song said Jesus is on the main line. You can call him up and you can tell him what you want. And you don't have to worry about the party lines. You remember that? When they had party lines, other people could listen in on your conversation. Well, if you dial up Jesus, nobody on your call, because you get straight through to Jesus, straight through. Yes, you can call him up, and you can tell him what you want. And then he won't tell nobody else, but he will help you with whatever it is that you're needing his help with. Now, that's the kind of God that I serve. And if you don't know him, you need to get to know him so that you can call him up and don't worry about him telling nobody else. We sing this song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And truly, he is a true friend. All right? So call him up. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or pray for you, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. And if you have or you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I would love to come, because that is who I am, a motivational encourager. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it with the audience on today, you can call in and share that testimony, for I am live and in living color for the next 11 minutes. You can call 347-850-8928 and share that testimony. And also, while you are checking out or leaving a prayer request, check out my website, my books that the Lord has blessed me to write, and also the broadcast. You can check it out right there and even listen to the broadcast there. All right. So check it out. Check it out. And we thank God for what he is doing, what God is getting ready to do. We're encouraged in the Lord, and we are expecting every day to be our best day yet. We're expecting the windows of heaven to be opened and that blessings are poured out that we won't even have room enough to receive. I'm expecting that, and I am waiting for the Lord to do just that. All right then. Our topic today, thankfulness. Are you thankful for the things that God is doing or has done for you? Well, you know, you think about it, you want good things, but you're always complaining. That's not the way to get things done for you in the future. You've got to be thankful for what you have in order to receive more. And so it said thankfulness. Look at what is thankfulness? It says feeling or expressing gratitude, appreciative. How do you show somebody that you appreciate them? How do you show your gratitude? How do you express your gratitude? How do you do that? Something to think about. Are you grateful? Are you showing your gratefulness in your attitude, the way that you talk to people? Are you showing thankfulness? And we have to show that. We have to show it to God. Thankfulness is the way we recover all. Today is Recover All Wednesday. God God told David Escott, when they had the enemy had come in and taken his family, and God told David to pursue and recover all. And that's exactly what David did. So this Wednesday is Recover All Wednesday, and it's based upon David recovering all. God say, pursue and recover all. So we have to pursue. So if you're thankful, then you need to show some signs. Don't always just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Show that you're thankful. Show your thankfulness. Ephesians 5 and 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to give thanks. The kids, the young people, the Sunshine Band, they sung on Sunday, the Puritans, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. So we are to give thanks to God for all things. I know sometimes it's kind of hard to say thank you when you're going through things, but the more you do it, the practice comes back to the practice. Practice thanking God. Lord, I may not understand it, and I may not, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And then get the lesson out of whatever it is that God has allowed to come into your life so that you will be thankful and grateful. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything, see, said in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. We thank God for waking us up in the morning. We thank God for starting us on our way. We have to give thanks for all things, because even sometimes in the bad things that happen, it may have saved our lives. Didn't think about that one, did we? It says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, to give thanks in everything. Lord, I thank you. I don't understand it, but I thank you, Lord, and I magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. So in all things, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we want to give God thanks. Thankfulness. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Think about that. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Search yourself. Thankful. Are you thankful? Or are you busy, so busy complaining that you can't even see being thankful? Are you so selfish that you can't even see being thankful? Thankfulness. Sometimes you ought to show your thankfulness. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And let me read that again. Philippians 4 and 6, be careful for nothing. Be careful. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, whatever your requests are, be made known unto God. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, telling God about it. Don't go to people first. Go to God first. Because really, going to people first, what can they do? And it may not even be the one that God would have you to go to. So, but if you pray first and ask God, consult him, he will give you exactly what you need to do. And it may not have even been that person. And so it works out if you go to God first. So be careful for nothing. Don't be so anxious to just tell everybody. But go to God first and see what he say. And then thank him for the results. Even though you don't see him, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So just be thankful and grateful to God. Go to him and allow God to direct you to who it is that he would have you to go to or where he would have you to go. You can't go wrong if you go to Jesus. You cannot go wrong. And he's not going to tell everybody your business like that friend you thought. But go to Jesus and be thankful for the things that have been done in your life. Thankfulness. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Psalms 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Thank God for his mercy. Ooh, if it wasn't for his mercy, I tell you. So if God has mercy on us, then we ought to have mercy on others. He said that his mercy is for, endureth. His mercy endureth forever. Forever. So, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks. Let's thank God for all things. Thank him for what we don't understand, for what we do understand. Give God thanks in all things. Thank him even for the toothpaste that we have to brush our teeth, for the water. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ought to be so grateful. Instead of complaining when we don't have nothing, and yet we're not grateful. But we ought to be grateful. When we're grateful, then God can bless us with more. He can open up doors. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we're not even able to receive them all. But tell God about it. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Do more than just talk about it. Just words out your mouth. Just do something. Put some action in that. Show your thankfulness. Show it. Psalms 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates. His gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter when you come in, when you get up in the morning, when you open your eyes and you see that God has blessed you to see another day. We ought to give him thanks, give him praise. He said, enter into his gates. When you come into his presence, open up the eyes and come into his presence with thanksgiving. Lord, I magnify you. I thank you. I give you glory. And I give you praise. And into his courts with praise. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that we would just praise God. And when we praise him, the Bible says that when praises go up, said blessings come down. Who don't want to be blessed? And to his courts with prayer, be thankful unto him. That's his name. So come on and let's be thankful. Thankfulness. Are you thankful? All right? Well, until the next time, God bless. And this is Dr. Mary. Mary Green, saying have a happy, happy, bye-bye.